For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, and your donations, folks, are welcome and greatly appreciated. What End Time World News is, folks, is End Time World News is we're an independent and alternative media organization dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. And with that, also we're a podcast about hope, everyday life, God, Jesus Christ, and world events. This podcast is about also, as we look forward to the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that ought to give you a good idea of what we're about and where our goals are, folks, and what we're aiming to do to get out the word of Jesus Christ. Of course, as long as we're covering the news as well, our primary focus is always has been and always will be about Jesus Christ, and the news is secondary. But again, the news is something to give you information, Christians and non-Christians all over the world every day. And we want you to have the information so you can make informed decisions for you and your family as to what's going on in the world in this crazy, crazy world as we live in these end times. All right, today's news comes from, that's naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And today's article is about, the headline reads as follows: hospital administrators caught on camera scheming to fabricate COVID numbers and scare the public. And that link will be down below, folks, so you can click the link and read the full article. There's another video down below for you to see and for you to view, so you can hear it directly from the horse's mouth. I try to bring you concise and direct news and information, but sometimes it's better just to let the third party go ahead and explain things. I try to concise and condense things down as much as possible to save you time, to save everybody time, so you can just get direct into the point. But again, sometimes it's better to actually see it so you can understand what's going on. And also, I want to throw in here before we get into today's news, I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, nor am I a healthcare professional, nor will I prescribe or recommend any product or anything else or any medication. However, under the Freedom of Information Act and my First Amendment Free Speech Act, under the Constitution of the United States of America, I can bring you this alternative news and information, folks. And so, under that, I can do that. I have to say that disclaimer because the YouTube police, the internet police, nowadays, anything involving God, anything involving a different narrative, if you will, for the COVID plandemic, they'll take you down. They'll take you down just if you happen to look the wrong way, act the wrong way, say one wrong word. So I have to be extremely careful because this is going out to tens of thousands of people each and every month, this podcast here. And I want all of you guys to know the truth. And I live for the truth, and I live for Jesus Christ. I live for the truth. And this is my duty as a public citizen to try to get this news and information out, especially to third world countries out there that have no idea what's going on, don't have a clue, don't have the technology, don't have anything, that what evil is appears and what evil is behind the curtain. So again, let's get into today's news from naturalnews.com, dated Monday, September 13th, 2021. The headline reads, hospital administrators caught on camera scheming to fabricate COVID numbers and scare the public. Okay, let's get into today's article, shall we, folks? Let's go. Here we go. When the COVID plandemic first began in the early 2020, I was remember thinking at first there's no way this could be fake because hospital administrators and doctors wouldn't fake death numbers or falsely try to scare people through deception. Boy, was I wrong. Here we go. Since the early days of the pandemic, I have learned that hospitals routinely fake COVID numbers and very often claim to be overrun with COVID patients even when the beds are nearly empty. Many hospital administrators, doctors, nurses are in the scam and seem to be ready and willing and able to deceive the public by fabricating COVID numbers and literally killing patients to pump up the COVID death numbers. And then now we have a proof of all this is caught on a Zoom video. And that, again, folks, that link will be below so you can read the article in its entirety and watch that video. You can see between one of these administrators of a large hospital talking, having a three-way conversation, and she's simply explaining we need to pump up and wrap up the numbers and make it even look better with more COVID cases. Again, it's fakery. It's nothing but trickery, fakery. It's pure deception and pure evil. So let's go back to the article. In a shocking video situation update with an accompanied transcript, we see hospital marketing and the administration personnel admitting they plan to deceptively count all patients in the hospital as COVID patients. They openly discuss finding a way to make COVID more scary to the public as a tactic to terrorize the public into taking more vaccines, which will, of course, increase business for the hospital due to the vaccine-induced blood clots. And, of course, there's spike proteins with that and all kinds of stuff, folks. This stunning video is an open exhibit revealing that hospitals have become psychological terrorism organizations that deliberately try PSYOP tactics to terrorize the public. It is this proper role of the hospitals and doctors in society? When did a hospital administrators decide the ends justifies the means, even if it requires terrorizing the public to gin up more business so that they can bill Medicare for even more profits? Well, more importantly, why would any sane person ever trust a hospital ever again after watching this video? Hospitals are scheming against the public. What they also are likely to be willing to do, harm or kill one of their own patients in order to increase their profits. Have no illusions here, folks. This is exactly what's happening in America and around the world right now, where hospitals become murder factories and doctors are now serial killers. It's no longer a secret. They openly discuss this in their marketing meetings. Hospital administrators and marketers have become death cultists, pushing their COVID death agenda with utter disregard for medical ethics, honesty of any kind. Now they openly admit they don't care. It takes an endless stream of lies to terrorize the public because that's what the pandemic is based on. It's based on lies. After all, these healthcare lunatics are apparently 100% on board with the genocidal deception. It should make you wonder how your own doctor is being paid off to achieve a certain milestone of vaccination rates among patients. And then further, the article goes on to say 95% of scientists who authored the Lancet article dismissing the lab leak have ties to the CCP-run Wuhan Institute of Virology. At the same time of investigation conducted by The Telegraph, looked into the backgrounds of 27 virologists, scientists who co-founded the February letter, the 2020 letter, The Lancet, that claimed that the SARS-CoV-2 couldn't be created in a lab and any such talk is merely a conspiracy. Astonishingly, The Telegraph found 26 out of 27 had ties to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. In other words, The Lancet was just a mouthpiece for the Chinese Communist Party, covering up the crime of the century by lying to the world. The voices comprised corrupt scientists who worked for interest of China. You know, and put it this way, folks, it seems that the entire situation of science is now controlled and operated by Communist China and all the major science journals, World Health Organization, CDC, FDA, Biden administration, on and on, all work for China. So that's what you have to understand, folks. And right now, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ is your Lord and personal Savior, I want to invite you. Here's a simple prayer if you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and invited Him into yours. I know with troubling times right now, very chaotic. It's insane what's going on, folks. It's pure insanity. You have to have Jesus Christ and God in your life. If you're not grounded, and if you don't have Jesus Christ in your life right now, you have nothing. You might have material things, material objects, but you're nothing once you die. You'll either go to heaven if you have Jesus Christ and your name's written in the book of life, or you'll go to hell. It's just that simple. Most pastors will not tell you that. Most pastors want to increase the profits for the church, the religious organization, et cetera, et cetera. Bottom line is for their back pockets so that they can profit. They don't want to tell you the truth. I will tell you the truth regardless if it hurts me or how bad it hurts me. I'll still tell you the truth. And the truth be known is when you have Jesus Christ, you have everything. When you have, if you don't have Jesus Christ, you have nothing. I've had a personal experience. Again, as I said on my last podcast here a few days ago, maybe 5 or 6 days ago, whatever it was, I had some chest spasms. On a personal note, went into the ER again and had to be admitted to the hospital again for a second time. They couldn't find anything. I was praying and praying and hoping and praying that my arteries and everything else wouldn't be clogged. The cardiologist came back. I came back home on Friday night, last Friday night. Cardiologist said before I was discharged from the hospital that he said that you have very little plaque buildup. I would not recommend a stent and a catheter, heart catheter, or anything else. You're good. Change your diet. No salt. Change your diet. Low fat. Watch what you eat, monitor your blood pressure, and you're okay. I thank God for that every day. They still don't know 100% where the spasms come from. I'm assuming the stress and the anxiety, because sometimes I do have anxiety. We all have problems and issues. No one is perfect on this earth. And so I realize this being a humbling experience, this has taken me and the physical chest pains and everything else I was having, this has taken me closer to God through Jesus Christ, folks. It's a humbling experience, and that's what God does. And if you want to comment sometime and know more information, I'll tell you a little more about the story. But God has ways of humbling a person. Sometimes we think we're humble, but not humble enough. I need to be more humble, more caring, more giving, more understanding. And God has certainly done that to me. Let me tell you, it's been just an amazing that I'm here. I thank God every day that I'm alive. I praise God and thank God through Jesus Christ that I'm here, folks. I'm here. I'm living. And when I thought that that was it or could be it for me, God had said no. God had said that you're okay. You're going to be okay, Eric. You'll be fine. And so tests came back, and tests were, for the most part, other than high blood sugar and a couple other minor things, tests came back really good. So I'm blessed, and I thank God every day that I'm here to talk to you, and I thank God every day that I'm here at least a couple times a week to get out this news and information to Christians and non-Christians all over the world, and I just thank God every day for that. So, folks, here we go. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ into your life, I encourage you to do so. Here's a prayer. I want to just say it with you. Just another 2 minutes here, folks. Just hang on just a second. And I want to encourage you, get to a quiet spot and pray this prayer with me, if you will, whether it be a corner, a bathroom, a bedroom, just even if you have to lock yourself in your car for 2 or 3 minutes, folks. I encourage you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Here you go. Just repeat after me, folks. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love, your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen and amen and amen, folks. And if you prayed that prayer, a salvation prayer, I give you congratulations. I welcome you, congratulate you. Wow, that's just really, really exciting. That's fantastic. The next step, what you would want to do is get into a Word of God. Just find a good Bible and just start reading, folks. That's the most important thing. Read. Just get into the Bible, whether you start in Genesis or whether you start in Revelation, the beginning or the end or somewhere in the middle, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, wherever you want to start. Just get into the Bible. Read the Bible, folks. Just get into it. And thank God every day. Thank God you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, folks. And that's what I commend you, and I give you praise and glory, and I welcome you, and God loves you, and Jesus Christ loves you, and you'll have everlasting life if you believe in Jesus Christ. You will. You have to follow Jesus Christ and believe in him and repent of all your sins. And if you said that prayer, welcome, folks. Welcome to the family. Welcome. And the next step, the step two you want to do, obviously, is once you get a Bible and you get into it, then start telling your family and your friends, people, maybe close associates, the neighbor, and tell everybody, your children, grandchildren, your spouse, your mom and your dad. Tell everybody you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And then after that, the last step is you'd want to get into a good Christian church, one that preaches the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's the next thing, folks. And get in there and tell the pastor that you said the salvation prayer, you've accepted Jesus Christ is your Lord and personal Savior, and that you understand Jesus died for your sins and to save all of mankind. He died for all of our sins. And so tell the pastor that, and the pastor, if he's a good Christian pastor, which most of them are, they'll get you set up in the right direction. They'll get you set up in church, help you become, help you understand more of Jesus Christ and God. They'll help you give a thorough understanding of the Bible, and that's where you are, and that's where you need to go, and you'll become more knowledgeable and understand exactly what it is that you just accepted. Some people have said, you know, well, Eric, I did this, but what's Jesus all about? What's going on? And I'll say, well, follow these three simple steps, and there you go. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior and just start reading. You know, it's not hard. It's very easy. It's a simple process. That's how this always needs to be, folks. It needs to be simple. It needs to be easy. Word of mouth always, or whatever you want to do, whatever communication method you use. But it's real important that you get into the Word of God. It's real important that you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior so you don't die. And as many crazy events is going on right now. It's most importantly that you become very close with God. I mean, it's extremely close right now with all the craziness and insanity in the world and this COVID, and they want to do a global reset and every other thing going on in the world, and Afghanistan, I mean, you name it, wars and rumors of wars, plagues, pestilence. I mean, it's just, we have it all going on right now, folks. So congratulations. Welcome. And God loves you, and Jesus Christ loves you, and congratulations again. like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I love you. Thank you very much for listening, folks, and all the people out there that follow me. Thank you very much. Be well, be safe, and most importantly, have yourself a great day. And again, you can reach me at redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. God bless, and see you soon. Bye for now.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.